Week 3, Day 4. John 10, verse 10. The thief does not come except to steal and to slaughter and to destroy. I came that they may have life and may have it abundantly. Arcana Celestia 8901. Thou shalt not murder. Signifies not to take away spiritual life from anyone. Also, not to extinguish faith and charity, as well as to not hold the neighbor in hatred. Arcana Celestia 8902. This is evident from the meaning of murdering as being to deprive of spiritual life. That murdering means this in the internal sense is because in this sense spiritual life, or the life of heaven with man, is treated of. And spiritual life, or the life of heaven with man, is the life of faith and of charity. Therefore, by not to murder is meant also not to extinguish faith and charity in anyone. The reason why not to murder is also in the internal sense, not to hold the neighbor in hatred, is that he who holds someone in hatred continually wishes to murder. And also would murder in act unless prevented by the fear of penalty and of the loss of life and of reputation and the like. For hatred springs from evil, is contrary to charity, and breathes nothing but the murder of him whom it hates. In the world, the murder of his body, and in the other life, the murder of his soul. In the consummation of the age, they shall deliver you into tribulation and shall kill you, and you shall be hated by all the nations for my name's sake. Matthew 24, verse 9. Jesus said to his disciples, "The hour comes that whoever kills you shall think that he offers holy worship to God, and they will do these things because they do not know the Father nor me." John 16, verses 2 and 3. In these passages, also by killing is signified to deprive of spiritual life, that is, of faith and charity. For by the disciples are signified all things of truth and of good of faith and charity. That the disciples to whom the Lord spoke are not meant here is evident from the fact that the subject dealt with is the consummation of the age, when the Lord is to come with the clouds of heaven. The disciples had asked about this, and, by the consummation of the age, is meant the last time of the church, when the disciples would not be alive. Hence, it is plain what is involved in the commandment not to murder. Namely, that not only is man not to be murdered as to the body, but also that he is not to be murdered as to the soul. Thus, that he is not only not to be deprived of life in the world, but especially that he is not to be deprived of life in heaven. If this commandment had not involved within it at the same time this meaning, it would not have been pronounced by Yahuwah himself, that is, the Lord, in a living voice upon Mount Sinai with so great a miracle. For all peoples and nations know without immediate revelation, and moreover their laws decree, that man is not to be killed, as well as that adultery, theft, and false witness are not to be committed. But the revealed word, being from the divine itself, over and above this civil law, stores up in its bosom higher and more universal things, namely, such things as are of heaven. Thus, which not only concern the life of the body, but which also concern the life of the soul, or eternal life. In this, the word differs from, is separated from, and is preeminent over all other writing. Apocalypse Explained 1012, subsections 3 and 4. In all the commandments of the Decalogue, as in all things of the word, two internal senses are involved. Besides the highest, which is the third, one that is next to the letter and is called the spiritual moral sense, another that is more remote and is called the spiritual celestial sense. These three, namely, spiritual murder, which pertains to faith and love, moral murder, which pertains to reputation and honor, and natural murder, which pertains to the body, follow in a series, one from the other, like cause and effect. Questions and thoughts for reflection. 1. To what extent does the Lord permit one person to murder another person spiritually? Can one person cause another to go to hell eternally? 2. Is racism an example of spiritual murder if it leads people to hold certain others in contempt or hatred? 3. Considering how the Word is preeminent above all other writing, how come we spend so little time reading it and instead read other things?